Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hawaiian Nights.
Aloha, Big Kahuna.
Aloha. This is Diane O'Debra.
And this is Tanya O'Debra.
And this is Hawaiian Nights with the O'Debra Twins. We have a lovely guest this evening from Hawaii originally. Please welcome the lovely Adrienne Trescott.
Hi, everybody. Mahalo.
Oh.
Mahalo.
Oh, I love being Hawaiian and being in Hawaii.
I love being Hawaiian, too. So in case you don't know, because you're just listening to us, we are wearing Lays and sunglasses and drinking Malibu pineapples because we are in Hawaii.
It's the Hawaiian tradition.
It really is.
It is.
It's so great to be Hawaiian because you're like American and exotic at the same time.
It's true.
You can still be better.
You can still go places but also be exotic.
Yeah.
Our president's Hawaiian.
That's true. Why is not he American. Here? But he's not American.
He's not American. That's the only problem with him.
He's from a different Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's not the same one.
The Muslim one,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah. Where
Muslim
they don't have
Hawaii
birth certificates.
Doesn't have birth certificates. Mm-hmm. They don't even have births, I hear.
Or alcohol.
Or pineapple rum drink. Malibu pineapple.
I'm so glad we're not there. Let's bring them these gifts. We'll be like, aloha.
Yep. So on the Hawaiian Nights podcast, we ask all of our guests to bring us a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Adrienne, did you bring us a gift today?
Did you give us a small gift?
Because it is Hawaiian tradition.
Oh, my God.
To bring gifts.
It's like Christmas.
Like a collection of gifts. And to be honest, you're lucky I had to ride my bike and couldn't drive my truck, or you might have gotten like a lot of gifts.
You might have gotten like a dresser.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
You ready?
I've never been more ready.
Let's see. Well, okay, here's something small for each of you.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh my God. There's more. Rainbow eyelashes.
Excellent.
This fully falls into the.
And I've got sparkly pink nail polish,
yes.
Which I will be putting on my nails this very evening.
Pretty much.
This totally is from the category of shit you're just trying to get rid of.
Yes.
Thank you.
Boxes of CDs.
From the Bavo Sisters.
The Bavo Sisters CD.
In case you don't know Adrienne, that's how we met her. Was because she's a fancy Bavo sister.
Mm-hmm. And she's really talented and awesome.
I feel like our conversation about getting rid of tchotchkes.
Pearls, a pearl necklace.
It's a pearl tie.
You know what's
broken.
Funny is I think I have this exact one.
You.
So that way Diane and I can like
swap.
Oh, my God.
So I can have that,
we
and then
can
you can use
one.
The eyelashes because I can't put any on the ones I just paid $50 for.
Oh, really? Oh,
and
my God!
I get fake
the
eyelash
eyelashes
extensions.
Will match your lay. And then this is art.
Oh, my God.
So
this is so beautiful.
Oh, there's so many gifts.
I
love
look
it.
Look how Hawaiian these people are.
Basically
you're the a music box, crankshaft music box that plays You Are My Sunshine.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for these gifts.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I got really excited
so
to give you things.
To just give us every
give
present.
You slash get rid of some things in this one area.
Well, thank you. Slash, you're welcome.
Which I was just
and aloha.
And aloha.
And aloha.
I'm going to just prop this up. It's beautiful.
Oh, these
Hawaiian.
Are the best gifts ever.
Yeah,
thank
this
you
is amazing.
So much.
I'm so glad.
My God, you guys at home should buy their albums so she doesn't have to give them all away. So they
it's
can.
It's almost vintage.
It's almost vintage. Oh, my God. That's so fancy.
Yeah.
So it's probably more expensive, right?
Exactly. That's why they're not moving so fast, because once they're that old, you have to.
Hey, they can sell hot here in Williamsburg. I mean, Hawaii.
So
yeah. Hawaiiansburg.
Hawaiiansburg, which is the trendy hipsterville we live in Hawaii.
I wish we had gone to the trouble of getting all of the neighbors to be extras for our podcast and dress them up in like half Hawaiian, half hipster situation.
We could have, they were filming a movie on my roof yesterday. Morgan Freeman, Diane Keaton were, and they had some extras and catering, which I could have easily snuck into.
Oh, easily.
And so we could have had them had we recorded this yesterday. We could have just gotten a lot of Hawaiian shirts.
Why did we not think of this?
So they're doing a rom-com set in Hawaii?
Yes.
Hawaiiville.
/ the end of the world.
So great.
Oh, it's going to be a really good movie. I
it
can
is.
Tell.
Lots of freckles.
Lots.
That's what me and Morgan Freeman have in common. Is freckles.
He does have freckles, doesn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
Tanya's a real native Irish Hawaiian because she has actual freckles, even though I was actually born in Ireland and I have none.
Liar. She's not lying. So should we take this quiz?
I think we should. So one of the traditions here in Native Hawaii is that we take a slumber party quiz with our girlfriends. Right. And so this quiz is called, What Slumber Party Would You Throw? It is in quotations, girls only. Is everyone here?
I think I'm a girl.
Are you a girl?
Do we need to have a pull your pants down test?
How many pubes do you have? Wait a second. That doesn't apply anymore. Nobody has
we
pubes.
We all know the answer. Does. I do, actually. Oh. I totally have pubes. I do not wax them all off.
But
not
you have a landing strip.
No. I have more of like a Dorito.
You have a Dorito. pubes. Do you say that when you go to get waxed?
I used to,
Like, can you just keep it this Dorito shape?
Yeah.
It's the exact right size.
Yeah. Just give me the Dorito, please. Oh, my God. I just remember the first time I got waxed, like, the lady was just, like, really sure that I wanted a landing strip. Like, she just looked at me and she's like, you're going to love this. You'll be so clean and pretty. You'll never turn back. And I hated it. I was like, ugh, I look like a slutty college kid and I'm too old for that. But Diane's actually first waxing trip was amazing.
My first waxing was right before I got married. That didn't work out, obviously.
Because of the waxing.
Yes, obviously. Probably because of that. But I went and there was this like Russian lady named like Olga, and she was fierce, and I wanted my eyebrows waxed at the same time. Well, not at the same time, but in the same appointment.
I demanded simultaneous.
Yeah.
So she wanted the Dorito for her eyebrows too.
Can you put the Dorito on my eyebrows?
Upside down one, like a Harlequin clown. Upside down.
I want to bring a Harlequin clown picture to the waxing.
Can you
wax
me like? Can you make me look like this?
So basically, she did the waxing and it was extremely painful. And then she was like, "Okay, well, turn over," and I thought she meant to take care of some issues in the back area, but what she meant was for your eyebrows. And so I literally got on like my hands and knees and like
and presented.
I presented my butthole to her. I gave her a spread. And she was like, That's not what I want.
That's not what I want.
She's like, the eyebrows, I already got that, but I didn't know you could get it like just under.
I feel like they should convene like a legion of wax. And just come to an agreement about what the main positions are.
Yeah.
Because you think you can go to one person. I mean, the first time I ever went, they did the thing where the lady grabbed my two heels with one hand like a mother knows how to do and lifted my legs up. I was like, I thought I was getting a diaper change.
I felt like I was getting a diaper change too. To this day, I feel like I'm getting a diaper change.
So, but then I was like, so that's what they, and then you go to another one. Like when you're on tour, sometimes you have to, and then you're like, it's anybody's guess.
It
you're
is.
Just going into, you know.
What is going to happen.
And then it's already so awkward that you don't want to, you know, you want to pretend you're super comfortable. So you're like, of course. Yeah, no, that's fine. And then like.
She's on her knees with her leg up behind her.
That happened to me in England once, and she did the like turnover, and I sort of like turned over. And then she pulled my hips up, like, to be on all fours. And I was like, well.
So I was in the right,
and
kind
she
of.
Did things to me with wax as I was
God.
There. And then I finished, and the door was behind me was open.
No.
To the lobby.
No.
Completely
no,
open.
No, no.
I've had a toddler walk in. I have. I've had a toddler walk in. We were in the basement, so it was toddlers off.
They did not leave a toddler. They left a whole lot older than when they walked in there.
See, a toddler's better than an old guy watching you.
One time I also was really sad when I went to a wax. I just had something sad happen, but I had to go. Like, and I just kept sobbing.
Oh, my God.
And I kept trying to say, like, it's not. She's like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm a little upset. It's not because you're hurting. Like, it's totally fine.
I don't know if that felt worse for you or her.
It's not like the thing you want to do when you're sad. Like, You know, no. I'm going to go get my nails done and just have an ice cream. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go have a stranger rip hair out of my vagina.
Punch me in the vagina.
Because I'm sad.
Right. And I used to work at a place that did waxing, so I know those ladies talk shit about you after you leave. So
God knows.
Oh, my God. This one lady used to come out and she'd be like, that was the biggest pussy I've ever seen. Like, they just straight up will say mean things after.
I'm so glad they
That's my biggest fear. This doesn't help. This is why when I go to the gynecologist, I'm afraid they think I'm horny.
Oh, yeah. I'm so afraid of that. I'm not horny, doctor. No.
I'm not horny and I don't have a giant pussy.
I don't think, but I'm not sure. I just don't know. I've never done a side-to-side test with all of my friends, so.
Right.
We're not doing it today. No. Jody's like, oh, okay.
I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah. I'm so glad they don't do any of that stuff here in Hawaii.
Oh, God.
Thank God.
No.
That's why it's such a vacation paradise.
Your probably why they invented the hula skirt.
Probably because your pubic hair just like falls out the minute you land, so you don't even need to worry. It's just like, oh my God, and suddenly smooth as a baby.
And if people, if you have like long brown things waving,
nobody knows
from your waist.
Nobody notices.
Like, it's a hula skirt.
Duh.
And this is my grass pubes.
Totally.
Do they always powder you guys when you get waxed? Do you get powdered at the end? Like a
baby?
Oh, yeah. Mine powders me. Yeah.
That is a diaper change.
It is a diaper change.
You get powdered?
Yeah.
I just kind of get wiped off and sent on my way.
It really depends where you go.
Right. I feel like my lady really cares about me. So she powders me up and tells me stories. She's like, oh, some people cry. That's how I know, like, they're going to tell that you cried.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's extremely painful.
It hurts. Yeah. What do you just, are you numb from the waist down, waxing ladies? No, you're not.
They always tell me to stop like clenching and to be like.
Are you pooping? Like, is the poop coming out?
Apparently the minute like anyone goes near me, I just clench up and I get super anxious about it. And that makes it hurt worse according to them. Or they just don't want to see me clench.
Right.
I don't know.
My God.
But I have noticed the more relaxed I can possibly get considering this pretend to be. Like, I, like, go into, like, zen mode. Like, I start thinking about literally, like, I'm like, rainbows, puppies, like, love. Like, whatever. Swimming pools that I can
swimming
do.
Swimming pools.
Yeah, it helps, though. And even though I know it's... Same thing when I get my eyelashes done. Because someone's
fucking hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt, but you have to keep your eyes closed and that for an hour while someone fucks with your eyes. Like, that's an intense,
it's like torture.
You got to go into some sort of like yoga mode to do that, and I do, and I think about the stupidest shit that
I
don't
if they
even
do
care
that
about.
At Guantanamo. That's one of their things they do. Just keep your eyes closed while we do this to you. In your
such
eyes.
A hard life.
No.
Powdered and your diaper changed.
My butt powdered by a stranger. Let's just remember that we all pay people to do this for us. This is something we don't
but
even just ask for. We pay for
it.
They
I
have
don't
to
do it
it
for me. I do it for my audience.
That's true. Right.
See, I wish I'm on trapeze.
Right. Things
small
happen.
Small costumes in smaller spaces.
But if you had like you said earlier, like a tuft hanging out, like you're such an amazing trapeze artist. Like I wouldn't care. I'd be like, oh, that's
I
a great tuft.
You, if you have, if you you can be doing like an amazing trapeze act, and if something like that is showing, you can see that that is all your audience is watching.
They just get distracting for you.
Well, no, like we, Tanya and I have been on trapeze and had like a tampon string. Like, you know,
I feel like you've told me like a whole tampon came out
realize,
or something.
No.
To Tanya, maybe?
Maybe.
I think she told me the story that it.
But I know. But out. I know how. Like I had on like an all black outfit and black fishnets and being like a rocker tough girl on the trapeze and then white string on all that black. And you could just see the entire front row. All they were watching was like a trapeze, I mean a tampon string travel.
Right.
Well, fair enough. I probably wouldn't be able to keep my eyes off of it.
That's true.
No, it's like a jackpot, but the wrong jackpot.
Right.
Did you guys see Young Jean Lee's Untitled Feminist show?
I didn't get
It was really amazing, but the whole time they were totally naked the whole time, and that was just what I wanted to ask them at the end. Like, what do you do when you have your period? Like, do you let that shit hang out? Do you have a special thing that you use? Like, what you guys are doing this for weeks at a time.
Tanya and I, Tanya and I have different ways of dealing with it.
Well, I know.
So,
like,
what do you do? Like, do you just shove that thing in there then?
Yeah.
I grew up with, like, a lot of my high school friends, like, were strippers, and the thing is that they would cut the string.
Right.
But then it would get, like, stuck lost sometimes because of that, and that was an issue.
I heard recently from a massage therapist, the thing that we really made fun of in college, like, in the 90s, the moon cup.
Right, now the diva cup.
Yeah, but yeah. That's the, like, it's, she was like, if you're a performer, especially what you guys do and you're naked a lot, it's brilliant and economical.
That's like the
and environmentally better.
Does it stay in?
That's the idea.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't used one, but I think it does.
I know a woman who used one and used to save her period blood for art projects.
She used to freeze it. Obviously.
For art projects.
I thought you meant just
freeze
it. Just around the house.
To sip.
In vials. And whatnot, but
to give his, like, little necklace gift
for art,
obviously
that's
that
what
is
most
the one
ladies do their art about,
right?
Something to do with their vagina.
I mean, it's what we've spent this whole podcast talking about.
I can't stop talking about my vagina.
Would you?
I can't stop. Well, and neither can you, right?
Not really.
Your show is fully about
my vagina.
Your vagina,
sort of. Yeah,
so tell us about your show and tell us about how fancy Edinburgh was for you.
That was such a good segue. Well, just after I finished waxing my vagina, I went to Edinburgh.
Yay.
For my show. I made a show, a stand-up comedy show that was like a show about like rape jokes and thus, like, you know, culture of, like, or
right,
whatever everyone's calling rape culture, and as well as, like, a show about comedy and, like, you know, the rules of comedy and what you're allowed to do. And it was called Adrian Truscott's Asking for It, a one lady rape about comedy starring her pussy and little else.
Yay.
Yeah. And I do it with my puss out.
Whole time.
Most
whole
of the time.
Time.
I do put a dress on, but I pull the dress up a bunch.
Oh, I thought you meant you put a little tiny dress on your vagina.
So excited.
I did. You're really a vagina-sized dress? That's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. So if you could add that to your show,
I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, so it sometimes has a skirt, but you're like, hi, it's still here.
I keep pulling it up because I use my pubic hair, which is part of why I have to get it waxed just so as a goatee.
Oh my God.
You might not know this until you see my show. How many male comedians have goatees?
Oh, tons.
All of them.
I am familiar with that.
We're familiar
so
with
many.
Comedians.
Even
yeah.
Or like a beard.
I used to bang a lot of comics.
Well, they have goatees.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because they don't have strong jaws.
That might be it.
I think so.
That might be
weak
it.
Chins.
Yeah. Weak chins.
Hide that.
And that's why they're comedians.
Right.
Make up for that.
We'll just start calling them the weak chinners.
I think a weak chin, though, affects the guy more than a small dick.
Maybe you're right. I want
you, you might not even find out about the small dick if he has the big chin.
That's true.
Fair enough.
That's true. No. You could have the biggest dick in the world and no one will know because you have a weak chin.
He'll be like, you know what they say about guys with weak chins? Monster schlongs.
They might as well just die.
No. Ladies, if you don't mind, I'm gonna stop for a second and I'm gonna save this and then I'm gonna start recording again and do another quick test. Hey, ladies, welcome back.
And we're back.
Hello.
Saving
Aloha.
Podcast. Aloha. I
Aloha.
Love that you're wearing your lei as a sash right now. It actually seems like more comfortable.
She's a Hawaiian beauty queen.
It's itchy.
Around my neck, which is weird because these fresh flowers very Hawaii. Yeah. Smell delicious. really soft.
This is way better. You're right.
It's a little more warrior princess. Yeah. But still.
Which is just like me. I'm a warrior princess. Exactly. As anybody would agree to.
I'm a warrior princess too. We were recently talking about Adrian's show. It's called Asking for It. It is a one-lady rape about comedy starring her pussy and little else. She is touring London soon and Australia, and you guys really should check it out. And I will say that probably 10 more times throughout the show. It's waist up and ankles down, a fucking great time. So check that out. Right now, we're going to take a quiz. It's called What Slumber Party Would You Throw? Girls Only. So basically, we're going to ask a question, and then we'll give you the options, and we all have to agree on this together.
Okay.
Right. So we like all have to come up with one answer, one person, one vagina.
One vagina.
That we all share.
It's probably really big if we all share it.
So this quiz was clearly written by a teen who said, I was WAZ bored, so I made this quiz.
Yes.
This is an original teen slumber party quiz, and we are going to take it together. We found it online. This is.
Review that later.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Okay. So, question one: who do you invite to your slumber party?
Your closest friends.
All guys.
Every girl in your class.
Okay, those are our three options: your closest friends, all guys, or every girl in your class. Now, I would want to just probably invite all guys.
If my mom would have let me, I would have totally done that. Yeah. But she would not have.
If I wasn't raised Catholic.
Oh, Diane. That is not what has stopped you. It's never. You're Catholic.
It was my parents being raised Catholic that stopped me, not me being raised Catholic.
It was unfortunately, just not raised by heathens, unfortunately.
But your closest friends was who I did invite.
Yeah, me too.
But I didn't invite every girl in your class because there were some losers in my class.
Right.
Yeah. I don't recall ever having a slumber party.
Really?
You never had a slumber party? I just don't think I ever had one at my house.
Oh.
Right. Like I had a sleepover once in a while, but not a whole gaggle of ladies.
Like you had like a friend or two.
I did like in high school more. Like what? Too old, really, too. But that's because I lived by myself, and so everybody wanted to sleep in my house.
You lived by yourself
just for a little section.
In high school?
Yeah, my junior and senior year.
Oh my god!
Kind of by accident.
Did you suddenly become the most popular person on the planet?
I would have wanted to hang out
a little bit. I was like horrifyingly well behaved in hindsight, given that I had zero
supervision.
But I did have several of my girlfriends lose their virginity at my house because, like, it was the safe place to go, and you know, it would be like I think it's going to be this weekend. Oh. Is your mom still? Yeah, because my mom would come back and visit me. And it sounds like it's a longer story than
right,
I'm letting
out. Right.
So you had to sort of check in. It wasn't like it was like a revolving door of like virgins becoming whores.
But oh my god!
There was a bit of that. So there were slumber parties of a sort at my house.
Sex.
But I did only
parties.
Let my friends lose their virginity at my house. I didn't let every girl in class.
Did you lose your virginity at your house?
I did not.
Back of a truck like me?
No. Oh, God. I just forgot for a minute. Where
you
I
know
did.
I completely forget most details about the night I lost my virginity, but the one detail that will never go away is that I had McDonald's the next morning. And it's like the worst. Like his dad bought me McDonald's.
His dad?
Yeah.
What? Was his dad aware?
His
of
dad
what
high-fived
happened?
Him.
No.
When he came out of the room.
No.
Wow.
Well, we started in the truck and then we went to his place. But granted, I was in love with this guy since I was like 11 and I lost it at 16. So I feel like I held out.
Right.
And then I heard him like wake up. He high fived him. He gave me a ripped up Looney Tunes t-shirt, like those gangster ones to wear. And then his dad got us Egg McMuffins.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet deal.
But I remember that detail, but I don't remember the actual like sex or like everyone's like, oh, it hurt. I'm like, I think it did. I'm pretty sure, but I don't really remember.
Were you drunk?
Well, of course I was.
I was not. I was totally sober.
You had your first time sober?
Totally sober.
Did you have your first time sober?
Well, just when you said where I lost it, I remembered like the night that I thought I was going to lose it and was like almost about to lose it. And I was like, I can't. And then I got really, and then my boyfriend like wouldn't try for like the next 2 months. And then I was like, okay, that was just, you should have just tried the next day. I just had to like do that moment.
But he was nice.
And now I can't really remember.
But when I think it really was.
In his house. Because his mother would let me sleep over there a lot. She was a mom. Nurse. And she was kind of the lady that was like, I'd rather it was here and then in some dugout. You know, like she was like, I at least I know you're safe here. And, you know, and then she'd say things like,
cool mom, it's
better
use night
a condom.
Shift.
And you're like, oh, God, it's your mother.
It's the least sexy thing in the world. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But how was your sober sex?
It was terrible. Are you kidding?
It's
like,
not great.
Oh, my
time.
God. It was horrible. It hurts so much. I had to wear a maxi pad the whole next day. Like, that is how much I bled from it.
Oh, you were like horrible. A medieval princess. Like, you could have put your sheets out the window.
I should have put them out the window. I feel like it was a
and
wasted
and showed the world how pure you were.
Yeah, it's not to brag.
But fucking pure.
But I'm a pure.
It's something really just like water.
I
so pure.
I could have married a prince.
Could have. But instead, I slept with you in your basement while your mom was upstairs.
Well, I tried to have sex at 11, and it
right.
Too painful.
You lost your mouth virginity much earlier than 16.
But so I think that's why it wasn't such a mess at 16.
As horrible as that is. Man.
Oh, let's get back to this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we pick your closest friends.
So you invite your all boys and their parents to your slumber party.
All guys, my creepy uncle.
Just my creepy uncle.
We're inviting our closest friends because we figure that's what we actually did, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the number one thing to do at your party?
Change into PJs or into bra and underwear.
What creep is at your party? Or you're a creep if you're throwing this party. Mattress surfing.
Eating dinner is the third option. The third option is to eat dinner.
Let's see these options.
Do I want to be in my bra and underwear, mattress surf, or eat dinner?
In your bra and underwear, like what teenager was confident enough to really pull that off?
I wasn't confident enough.
Not a chance.
Also not very athletic, so the mattress surfing is kind of the question. I do like dinners.
I love dinner.
I do like dinners. Are we
answering
as our current selves? Or as our high school friends?
I know.
Have always liked dinner.
Okay, so if tonight we were having a slumber party with you ladies, I would probably pick mattress surfing.
It's so fun.
Because I've never done it.
Okay, I didn't know if mattress surf. Why can't I say that? Mattress. I keep saying
mattress surfing.
Mattress surfing is like quotes for fucking? Or is it really a thing?
Oh, I thought they meant like standing on a mattress like you're surfing.
Yeah, I think it's
like in Hawaii.
Like in Hawaii.
Like just like they do in Hawaii.
Like Hawaii.
Since we're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I've never mattress surfed.
Did you think it was?
It's so hot there that we better do it in our bra and underwear.
Can we get a combination of all three?
Can we eat dinner while we do it?
I think so.
We'll take all of the above.
I think so.
We have to decide on one, ladies.
Which one do you like? It sounds fun.
I'm going to go with mattress surfing, too.
Pretty fun.
And because it might be
cozy. It might be. Really slutty situations.
All right, guys. Question 3. What is the best game to play?
Truth or dare? More like dare or dare. Who is this teen that wrote this?
Second option is games.
...
IDK. Oh.
Oh, I was just illustrating that.
I don't know. It's IDK.
Yeah. Lots of games, ellipses in there.
IDK.
Spin the bottle. I am the only kisser, but I don't just kiss. Wink, wink. Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, she was bored when she wrote this quiz. And
maybe she
likes to do more than kiss.
She just came out as a lesbian.
Well, that's what happened in her last quiz.
Are these all quizzes on Are You a Lesbian? Which is fine.
Because
I think that's fine.
She wants to play Spin the Bottle, but she only invited girls.
Well,
but
maybe
she could have invited all guys.
Oh,
we don't know.
All
or every girl in her class. Every girl in her class may be there, or it could be all guys.
Who knows?
She's figuring it out.
Either, but but either way, she's gonna. But that's the only game.
She wants to dare or play games, which is the same, or spin the bottle.
Dare is just going to get you in more trouble than spin the bottle.
Tons of trouble.
Way more.
Way more.
Do we want trouble, though? We are mattress surfing.
Of course we do.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
I think dare or dare.
Is, it's accurate, too. It's just what happens.
It is accurate. I am also going to take this moment to save.
Dare you to.
Uh-oh.
This is good.
Hey guys, remember me?
Nope. Who are you?
All right. So, question four on this quiz is: what is the worst thing that could happen at your party?
This better be good.
This better be good.
Me and my friends not getting any sleep.
Oh, bummer. Second option: the only guys that showed up were geeks.
Oh, brother.
If one girl took a video of me doing something embarrassing / dirty and showed it to everyone, even YouTube. It sounds like she wants that to happen.
I think she has some boundary things going on. And might be one of those kids with some issues who's like, what? You guys want me to do it? I'll totally do it if you want me to. And then does something weird.
Worse.
And gets videotaped and goes on YouTube.
And then she has to move.
Yeah.
Right?
We didn't have YouTube when I was having summer parties. Is
thank
the
God.
And thank God, because we used to play this game called Old Stone Face.
Oh, this is good.
And where one person had to just keep a straight face while the rest of us just did horrible things in front of her.
That's so good.
And if that was on YouTube, I would.
God. Give us the day that Old Stone Face went wrong.
I can't remember. You probably remember.
I just remember there was a day that Old Stone Face stopped being funny and you never played it again.
Old Stone Face sounds like when I lost my virginity. And I just kept a stone face while somebody kept doing crazy, horrible things.
And it's on YouTube.
And it's on YouTube. It's a Super 8 film because I'm super old, but
it's vintage.
I should have gotten famous. Now.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Let's just do a sex tape. What are we waiting for?
Come
my
on,
God.
Stone face.
Let's do
There's
it.
So much free porn available now, though, that, like, I'm like, God, if I was, like, 18 and hot and I, like, wanted to make some money, I don't know if you even can anymore.
Right. You just do it for exposure. So sad.
Yeah.
All I can think about right now is making videos that are about, like, and you know, you used to play those games at, like, where you had to keep a straight face no matter what, but you're getting fucked, but you have to keep a straight face no matter what. So, like, no matter how good it is or how awful, you're like, I can't believe you just sped up then or whatever, but you just keep doing that face that's trying not to laugh or just.
See, that makes me want to try that, though.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Let's play Old Stone Face, the sex game. Just
I don't know if I could do it.
I couldn't.
I don't think so. Like,
I don't know,
everything
I am really
shows
mean.
In my
Maybe
face.
I could.
I'm an actress.
I have a cold black heart. I think I could win this game, actually.
You might be able to win this game,
so.
You ice queen.
Mm-hmm. Good. Let's get super competitive about this.
Okay, guys, we have to pick an option. Right. So the worst thing that could happen is a bunch of guys show up, but they're all geeks. Or a girl takes a video of you and shows it on YouTube. Or you and your friends don't get to bed. Well, you're not going to go to bed. It's a slumber party. If a bunch of guys show up, your parents are probably pretty cool. They let the guys come.
But if it was all geeks, literally just like guys you didn't like, what do you let them in? What happens? Like, how do you even know about our slumber party? What are you guys doing here?
Yeah, true.
Geeks don't flock together, though. Like, if you're a true geek, you probably don't have
yourself.
Any friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then if one geek showed up, you'd be like, that's a little bit of a player.
Come on in, buddy.
Like, hey, ladies.
Yeah,
geek at your
if
service.
One geek showed up, he's probably pretty
mattress
smart.
He's the king of that party.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not the worst, I guess.
Not the worst.
We've decided
a
it's pretty fun.
I don't want to be on YouTube.
I do not want to be on YouTube.
Except
so that's
for
that.
Like as famous things.
things that I approve
that are clearly happening soon in my future. Yeah.
Not for old stone face.
All right. So are we agreeing YouTube?
I think we do.
Okay. Will you actually throw a party like one of these? I want to do it. Oh, the stupid thing. Oh, there we go. Okay. Will you actually throw a party like one of these?
Of course, I have to go shopping for new underwear. I don't plan on wearing a bra.
What? Little smiley face with the tongue sticking out. Maybe. I think it could be too wild. I probably wouldn't get to sleep at my bedtime, 6:30.
I don't get the question.
Neither do I.
Okay, she's crazy.
The question is, would you actually throw a summer party like this scenario?
Like one of these.
Okay. I think.
Or like a wild one.
I don't understand why she has to go shopping for underwear, but she doesn't want to wear a bra.
She's not very smart. I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, she goes to bed at 6:30. Last thing. She's Mormon.
Doesn't that mean you have to wear like four underwear?
Right.
Something. It's a lot of shopping.
It's a lot of shopping. Where is that store?
The final one is, yeah, invites are going out tonight. Mattress surfing. Here I come.
It is sexual, isn't it?
I think so.
I think you're right.
Mattress surfing is sexual.
I think so.
I think she's pretty sexual and has and maybe wants to do some experimentation.
Well, you stand up party, right? When you have sex. So what? You stand up when you surf. And so she's into stand up sex.
I think she wants to try it out.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't get mattress surfing. You don't. Surfing's the wrong sport to apply for the thing. I think.
They're like mattress rollerblading.
What is she talking about? I need to get this teen on the phone right now.
I can't believe that I didn't even. I was like, oh no, that's not sexual. Like now I'm old.
Well, which one of these? Of course, I have to go shopping for new underwear. I don't plan on wearing a bra. I mean, do people wear bras at a slumber party?
No, you put you do wear them because then when you fall fake asleep,
right.
Your friends take them off of you and put them in the freezer, right?
I always just thought your friends just took them out of your clothes and put them in the freezer.
No, we would take them off.
You guys were crazy.
We were
you
perverts.
Would literally take your bra off your friend.
And they didn't wake up?
Well, they would pretend they were asleep.
Oh.
No, we roofied them first. Yeah, no big deal.
I've never had my bra taken off and put in a freezer.
Me neither.
Ever?
I don't know.
Never.
You guys are missing out.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine somebody trying to do that to me? I would not stand for it for one second.
Oh, I let it happen. I was like.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was part of the slumber party.
Did you fall asleep with your bra on because you were still like, because it was like teenage modesty? And that, or was it like if I fall asleep with my bra on, then someone will try and
take
it off?
Yeah, we kind of knew it was going to happen. I was just kind of playing the role.
You have the biggest bra at the slumber party, so clearly it's going to be you.
Well, no.
Was there somebody with bigger boobs than you there?
The girl who counted my pubes. We've talked about this.
Counted?
She counted my pubes because she developed earlier than me, shockingly.
Scientific method.
Since I was the only fucking fourth grader with a D chest. She developed actually earlier and counted my pubes to see when I would get my period.
She was right.
And counted your pubes to see when?
Yeah.
Like counting of the rings of a tree to know how old it is?
Well, pretty much.
Kind of. Well, I never thought of it that way, but thank God you introduced that idea.
Maybe that's where she got the idea.
So it was like once you have the 33rd pubic hair, you're probably going to start menstruating.
I think it was three.
She called it at three.
She's like, one, two, look out!
Three, it's coming soon.
And it did come soon. After that, I mean,
did any more come in between the counts?
But she was often at the slumber parties, and she had bigger boobs.
She's the one who Old Stoneface went wrong with, I believe.
Oh.
Like, I wish I could remember what the story is. I feel like she did something crazy. And then everybody's like, we're not playing Old Stone Face anymore.
Oh, no.
I think
maybe we should look up Old Stone Face.
I don't think
YouTube.
It was her.
Maybe it's on there.
I think it was a girl we'll call, give me a fake, Penelope. We'll call it because we're in Hawaii.
Right.
Hawaiians are
That's
called
an
Penelope.
Extremely Hawaiian name.
It was a girl called Penelope who, like fingered herself, and that was
The end of Old Stone Face.
That was the end of Old Stone Face. That was too far. We were 11.
Wow. Oh, that's such a turning point in an 11-year-old social career when you're like, I know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to finger.
No one talks to you the next day.
Yeah.
She moved away after that.
What? Mm-hmm. Wow. She did it right.
It kind of makes you think that, like, anytime anyone moved away, it was never because their dad got a job in Chicago.
it was her dad got a job in Bend, Oregon.
They fingered themselves at a... early at a slumber party or something terrible happened. Nobody's dad ever got a new job.
Never. It's always just embarrassment.
It's always just some awful, too early teenage sexual something. Probably.
They're like, my teenager's being too sexy. Let's get her out of this town.
Right?
All right. So I don't even know how to answer this question.
I'm going to answer that... Well, obviously, we don't think it could be too wild, and we're not going to bed at 6:30.
No, we've never gone to bed at 6:30.
Can't even have pizza delivered by 6:30.
Yeah. No. They don't let you.
Think about it. By the time you got home from school, figured out what you were wearing, got a ride over.
Not happening.
You can't. You just go there to go to bed.
You can't even start a slumber party at 6:30.
It's light out.
Yeah. It's light out.
Tea time at my house was at 7.
You had tea time at your house? Your parents are so Irish.
My parents are from Ireland.
Yeah.
Dinner at 6, tea at 7.
Really?
I would have never been able to go to bed by 6:30, especially with all that tea.
All that caffeine.
They just riled you up right before bed.
They did.
Wow. They must have really liked being around
you.
I like
that the tradition
didn't want you to go to bed.
Completely disregard science and chemistry. Have some tea.
Have some tea.
My mom's English and her whole family is the same about tea.
Okay.
This seems a little dark, but I found it funny. But when my grandmother was like, she was ancient and going to die soon from cancer. And I was like, well, does she know? And they were like, no.
She didn't know she had cancer?
She was like 96.
Oh, okay.
Like you have something at that point.
Right.
You know, you're just dying because
you're old. Right.
Soon.
You know? Something has to do it.
And I was like, well, I think you should tell her. And they were like, oh, it literally, they said, we can't tell her, it'd kill her.
No.
Do you guys know what you just said? Because it is killing her. And then they literally were like, well, let's just make her some tea.
Yep, that'll
like,
do it.
My God.
Get out of here. Scram, cancer. Yep. Lady Gray is here. With like.
Well, but I do believe there is something to like the psychology of, like all that, and like if you can convince yourself you're like you're sicker and stuff like that,
yeah,
to a certain extent. If I was 96, I wouldn't want to know. I would want tea.
You just want tea.
Yeah, I just want tea. I worked at this salon, and the manager was Colombian, and his dad would like come in and do some paperwork, and his dad was very like that about coffee, but he had diabetes, so he just kept having coffee, and I was like, it's not the same. That doesn't work for diabetes. Right. Like you're.
It's
really
a sure cure for cancer, but no for diabetes.
No, don't do that. Yeah. That's a really bad idea. Yeah. But he just didn't care.
He wasn't going to bed at 6:30.
No, he was staying up and partying.
He wasn't even going to die because he was awake. He's too awake to die. Because he has so much
too
coffee.
Awake to have awake.
Yeah.
Oh, Diane.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm here all day.
All day. I'm here in Hawaii all day.
All right, so we're not going to bed at 6:30. No. I always like shopping for new underwear, but I always plan on wearing a bra.
I mean, I feel
gotta
like
keep these taters up.
Maybe it's mattress surfing since we committed to that earlier. You know, mattress
we've already
surfing,
decided
here
we're
we
mattress
come.
Surfers.
Mattress surfers, and it's got a lot of options.
It's our profession.
Okay, so
exactly, it could be anything.
We're mattress surfers. Oh, is that infinity sign again?
Oh, this is a garbage question. Oh, yeah, let's not answer that because that's just like a...
No,
like a,
we have to answer
it's like a commercial question.
We have to answer it.
Okay,
part of the
fine.
Quiz.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really part of the quiz.
Infinity question says, which of these choices best describes you? First, I need to go to school and get my degree.
I want some info on my health and tips on how to start taking better care of myself.
I want to earn extra cash by taking surveys online.
I want to know the best jobs for women. I mean, clearly,
I want to know the best jobs for women.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too. What are women specifically qualified for? I'd actually prefer to have that answer than the test results. Yeah,
please tell me what jobs are the best for women.
For women,
which is at least what, half the population.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so
we're gonna submit our answer, and we are gonna find
what the fuck just happened. I think that was not a real thing.
And we can go back.
I like that you guys are using your inner monologue voice, as if we can't hear you. Just because I told you that, I think it's not a thing.
Get it together, Diane.
Get it together, Diane. Maybe you just need to close it. Is that a new window? I don't know what this is.
Yep, that's a new window.
Oh, best jobs for women in 2013. Ask and ye shall receive.
Yeah. Here are the best jobs for women in 2013.
Besides podcast hosts.
We are really good at this.
And it pays well. So
yeah.
Oh, we have to watch a video of this stupid chick.
I don't care about that.
Never
bye-bye.
Mind.
So just
submit our answer.
Submit our answer.
And we are going to find out soon what kind of summer party we're going to have.
With this psychiatrist, this teen has come up with. Yeah, what kind is it
going to be? You really submit and get an answer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, this wasn't just asking questions. Just
this
for
is for
this
real,
is real
results. Yeah. we are going to have some information that we can base future decisions on.
And then we
like
have to have a slumber party that comes up as whatever this weird sex party is.
I can't wait to mattress surf with you guys.
until six when the geeks show up right before we have to go to bed.
Oh my god.
Our results are the kind of slumber party that we would throw
is exciting.
Oh.
I feel so good about myself right now.
Mm-hmm. We're exciting people. And going crazy is so much. Oh, going crazy is so much fun.
Why is this not working?
Well, you know, if this podcast thing works out, maybe we can get a new laptop. Get some sponsors.
I feel like this is like some buttons. Mm-hmm.
Going crazy is so much fun. Like me, you like playing games like Truth or Dare. Although I am not outgoing and let my friends rule the party.
That's not
true. You like to do everything. So the girl who wrote this quiz
has never been invited to a party.
Yeah.
That's why she said mattress surfing, because she just imagined what happens.
I think that's probably why one of the options in question one was invite all the girls in the class. Because she hadn't been invited.
I feel so sad for her right now.
I do too. Oh. I just want her to mattress surf with the geeks and friends.
Yeah.
I bet. She thinks geeks come in flocks. See? She doesn't know
she
anything.
Does, because she should know of anybody.
She should.
Well,
maybe they
fly alone.
Eventually, the girls will take her in and just like give her a makeover. Like they'll just take off her glasses and be like, "Oh my god, you're one of us now."
She could be super cool by 10th grade, though. She has no idea.
She just has to get her braces off. It's okay.
Not even that. The cool girls had braces.
Yep. Right, but I mean, if it's gonna be a sudden change.
She just has to take off her glasses.
Yeah, exactly. you're a different person now that we can like. So it's acceptable.
According to every movie in the 80s.
We can like you now because it's fine. This is the rule. Well, I'm really glad that we wouldn't throw a boring party. Yeah. What are the other answers to this? Like, what could it have been? Were the other answers boring? Oh, it doesn't say full results.
Well, if we have to go to bed by 6:30, I'm sure one of the options was your party's going to be dumb.
Dumb. Don't have a party.
You guys feel good about
Can
that?
Can you imagine if you had a party and like everyone came over and then you had the parents that were like, okay, everyone to bed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's 6:30. And she's like, everyone to bed. And then you'd have to move even though it wasn't.
You would. I wonder, do people with those parents have a party ever? Like, there was never, like, the Jehovah's Witness girl never had a party. She would come to a party, but not be allowed to have the cake.
Oh.
I know. Well, but I would have loved to have seen what her home was like.
There was a a sister pair lived across the street from me, and they were never allowed to bring a friend inside.
A sister pair?
Did you say sister pair? Yeah.
I wanted to back. They were always
kick us. Adrian. Is this happening to us right now? And you too. Oh my God.
Their name was Jenner Johns, and they lived across the street.
Their name was what?
The Jenner Johns. And they were like the Burbs family.
That's not a real name. Jenner Johns?
No, I swear to God. They were like a year apart, and they were always together, and they had friends because they were kind of cool. And
wait, how old were they?
Well, when I knew
your
them,
age.
Yeah, okay. They were my age. So
I thought they were
like
old.
10, 11.
I just thought for
they
sure
were
they're
once and for always 7 and 8. They never got older. They never were younger. They were a sister pair.
They were a sister pair to
the
Jenner Johns.
I want to change my name to Jenner Johns. That's my
they
new
were the
first name.
Yeah. But they had friends over, but they could only go in the front yard.
What?
Like they couldn't ever.
They lived in
go
a torture
inside.
House.
But the and their the friends could never go inside. Nobody ever went inside that house.
Torture house
family.
For sure.
And
torture
then they
house.
Had a son, Jay, who was 16, and he lived in a camper outside of
what?
The house. I
what?
Swear to fucking God.
What?
And he jerked off in the back of science
Ew.
Class and rubbed it on this chick's mouth and like made the papers.
What?
Got sent away
and
for a year.
No. On someone's mouth
what?
In school?
In oh. school.
Oh, they put the white.
And then they.
No wonder they make
they,
you live
no.
outside. You're a creep.
He. Yeah, you're right. He.
He. Needed
he
to be in
then
a
he was
facility.
Put in the camper before he was allowed in the house.
They put him in the camper after the cum.
After the. After he went away for a year or two, who knows when he came back. He came back, and then he was in the camper, and then he started dating a fifth grader who lived in the cul-de-sac.
Well, it sounds like
he
went to rape camp.
Fifth grader, like 20?
Well, this fifth grader looked 20.
Diane Destiny O'Debra.
I know it's terrible, but she did.
Well, but you know, so the one of the coolest girls that had the slumber parties in our, like, junior sixth grade, sort of junior high time, she had like they were the first people that had Atari. Now I sound like I'm 120. They were the first people that had a microwave. They always had sugary stuff and like, you know, so it's oh and they always
I would have been
Doritos.
There.
But you do a slumber party and inevitably her brother would be you'd somebody would wake up and they'd be like, I woke up and they were in my bed. It happened to me, but to my knowledge, he never got anybody. But he was sort of like he was sort of like the guy that you wanted to put a little bit in a camper.
Oh my God!
But
it's
not
like
didn't cross the line to my knowledge.
It's like
at
our
least with me.
We have a naked
you don't
slumber
know if you
party video.
You in your sleep.
Well, I would hope you would wake up for that. Like, would you sleep through that?
I'm a deep sleeper.
That's true. Oh my God! It could happen to you. Ew!
I might have got.
You might have got got. Oh my God. Our naked slumber party video has a point where, like, somebody's brother comes in. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, a classic slumber
a classic.
Party thing.
But you would think it might make you not want to have so many slumber parties.
No, it doesn't.
Because it was, like, mortifying. She'd always be like, oh, my God, Mom. Tony got in bed when we were having a slumber party.
Tony tried to rape my friends.
Mom.
Would Tony just get in and cuddle? Did he just need snugs?
I mean, he clearly wasn't getting in just to cuddle. He was in eighth grade. Like, so you.
But he didn't.
He was old enough to know don't get in the bed with your sister's friends when they're asleep.
Tony was not
and
a toddler.
He was like one of those guys who would like get you and be like, like, and pretend he was going to keep you hostage.
What?
No, it's terrifying.
He liked to get you. Ew.
He tried to get people probably when he went to college and stuff.
Ew.
I mean,
oh, I hope he never
right.
got anybody. That's not right.
How did it turn out?
I don't know.
Yeah, I just hope he's not a getter. No.
Well, at least it's not someone's dad trying to get.
like, a dad, it might like they might get you. A dad might really get you.
Well, everyone had a friend with a creepy dad.
Oh, I just always hated everybody's dad.
Always,
always, yes. I'm like, ugh.
There was not a dad that you ever liked.
No, I never did. I was just like, ugh, dads.
Yeah.
Not into it.
I can't think of any that I liked. Her dad was like the cool dad, but
right. But I mean,
dodgy.
There's always a line. Like, a dad can't be that cool.
Now I'm trying. I liked my friend Courtney's dad because they had a hot tub and he had a Corvette convertible, and that was it. That's the only reason I liked him.
Sounds like pretty cool stuff, though.
But I don't know if I would actually have liked him as a person.
Right. You liked his toys.
You liked his thing.
Yeah. I liked the things that he had and shared with me.
Right.
Was he trying to get you?
He might have been.
I'm really attached to the word get now.
He's trying to get me.
He might have been trying to get me. I don't know. He never got in bed with me.
I just went back to when I was actually 7 or 8. And that's all like the language you would have. But yes, somebody's trying to get me. Like hide and go seek level get. But
yeah, but worse. Way worse.
Language you have.
You know it's worse, but you don't know why. Yeah. You're going to get me.
He never tried to get me, but in high school, like years later.
Oh my God.
They divorced.
Which is hilarious.
They divorced, and I remember being at a teen party, and her mom was there. And I was like, what is your mom doing here? And her mom had a bunch of Coke.
What?
And that was probably one of the first times I ever tried Coke.
I feel like these were the same kind of parents. They had all the stuff. But now, as like, I'm like, oh, that's why they were always like, they all wore the Jack Daniels t-shirts and were like always drunk. And I was like, of course they were doing all that stuff. And they would like the mother would be like hanging out at the party and be.
It's just totally inappropriate. Reflecting on it. But at the time they were cool as hell.
Right. She's like the Dina Lohan.
Totally.
Mom.
Wow.
So, I mean, the mom kind of tried to get me. Cocaine.
She kind of got
you addicted to coke so she could start pimping you out.
She got you actually.
Yeah. Addiction.
Well, somehow they paid for those hot tubs and convertibles. So somehow they had their shit together to a certain extent.
I had a teacher in my high school who really did do that. He did like push drugs on people and then try and get them.
Oh my God. Wow.
He was the special education teacher.
No. Yes. That's even worse than being a regular teacher.
He was the grossest person ever allowed out of the house.
He was the what?
Grossest person ever allowed out of the
house.
He was really gross.
Oh.
Like, just even if he hadn't have done any of that,
yeah.
Then you would, the best he would have gotten was like, he's nice, but gross.
But he's gross.
He was just always.
But
like,
he also tries to get people.
Yeah, yeah. Dealt coke a lot in school.
To the teens?
To some people I knew. And I was really square in high school.
Yeah, me too.
But I remember, like, one of my friends on the track team. Yes. And then tried to make her go on holidays.
Gross.
Right?
Gross.
Wait.
No, it's fascinating. I want to know about people who almost got or got.
Or were gross.
Getting them.
Well, it's just like you don't really know. Like, my mother still is like, well, that was a very good school. I was like, that was so nice.
What if you wanted to buy
school.
Cocaine from teachers? It was a great school.
Was he attractive?
No, he was revolting.
Well, what was his charm?
Just the coke. Everything about him screamed cocaine near Atlantic City in the 80s. It's like, if I think about it, I didn't know it then, but now if I picture him, I'm like, oh, totally.
Oh, my.
And he was the swim coach, too.
Oh, that does make it grosser.
Coke pool.
Okay, I'm going to take a minute.
Did I just libel somebody? I didn't say names.
No, you did not say names.
Okay, so we're closing our podcast with our Hawaiian ritual, which is that we ask our lovely guest, which is you tonight.
Which is you, Adrian Truscott.
To tell us a secret.
Of the show so far.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to. I thought about this, and I got really confused. Like, I was like, what's the secret? Like that's a little secret. Like a little secret is that I was really worried coming here because I ate this thing and I felt weird because this is not a secret. I didn't know if it was had gone bad or not.
So you're afraid you would poop your pants.
Even though I kept eating.
Oh, that could.
That happens to me.
So
sometimes.
The secret was like, what's wrong with me that I could be
that
like
I keep
this
eating
old
this
and not and keep eating something without knowing if it was good or bad. And then I just thought, what if I get like food poisoning at the podcast? And
Oh,
but
that
I
happened
know you don't
to
get
Diane once.
In Hawaii.
You don't.
Here.
You can't. It doesn't happen.
That's not a good enough secret.
Well, we have a lovely bathroom right here. Right.
If it happens.
It happens. Tanya always loosens me up.
Yeah. We have something called Poo 30 because oftentimes when we get into each other's company, we just feel so comfortable that we have to poo.
Relax.
Like, we just relax. So we're like, oh, it's poo. Yeah, it's sometimes. Like a, it has been.
I got horrible poo poisoning response once. It was one of Rev Jen's Electra Elf shoots.
Oh, my God.
And it was at this, what was that?
The Blue Angel Building,
Blue
I think
Angel
it was
building.
Called. Do you remember this place? It was, like, built by this artist. It was kind of, like, quasi-famous place. It was beautiful to look at on the outside.
He was an architect, but he was fucking nuts.
He was an architect?
Yeah.
I thought the problem was that he was not an architect and yet was building things.
No, he studied architecture. I mean, I'm also a
genius. This house was a death trap. Like, we decided.
But they had one bathroom in the middle of the floor.
By bathroom, she means toilet.
It was
walls.
Toilet,
no
walls. And that's where I had
to poop her brains out.
To have the biggest D's of my life.
Yeah. Wow. So if that happened to you here, we would be like.
Yeah. I would fully support you. I'd get you a blanket. to poop in, just to feel comfortable,
and then tie up like a bindle stick, and like stick and take home over my shoulder like a hobo.
I don't know if you came over and you had the D's, right.
I
would
thought,
definitely
no,
get
I
you a blanket.
More, right. I would never shit here.
If you had to, I would support
you.
Know,
okay,
I can only shit at home. No,
I'm that way.
No, I thought like I'd vomit. I didn't even occur to me that that would happen. Like I'd be like, but, but that's not as a good secret. I was just, I was, all right. What? Oh, this is like, what should you tell? I'm so bad at like what kind of information is appropriate.
We clearly are too.
I'm a pretty good thief.
Really?
Yes.
What's the biggest thing you've ever stolen?
Oh God.
Oh my God, she doesn't want to tell. It's
at
good.
At one point in my life, I think the statute of limitations is up. But I think I might have been a felon once.
What? Oh my
God. Shoplift.
Are you
going to
get in trouble if you
tell?
Tell
me a TV. A
computer.
Ooh, even better.
From like a store?
Yeah. Wow. It was a really, like I got roped in by like, I have a friend who I love and she's totally a little bit of a bully friend. Like most of the trouble I've ever gotten in is because I like sort of adored her and I'd be like, right, But this was like one of those things, like somehow I was supposed to get like an electric guitar out of it and she was supposed to get a video camera out of it. But really what kind of got happened is we just got set up to be the people in the store actually doing the bad stuff, kind of. It was terrifying. It was so easy.
Wow.
And then we but it was like we didn't really realize what we'd done and it was like a thing. And I think it was probably like credit card fraud and it was like on someone's dad, but then they were going to call the company and then only the company would have to pay for it.
So you like really went through the like purchase process. You didn't like sneak it out somehow. You like purchased it like
under his shirt.
Computer. No, it was terrifying because like, and like again, I like my friend signed the name. So
right.
I was sort of an accomplice.
Right.
But like, it was just like one of those, I was in my early 20s and just going along with something without questioning it.
Did you get the guitar?
I didn't get the guitar.
No.
What?
But get this, it happened and my friend signed it and then they were like, okay, you just need to come back in an hour to pick it up. So can you imagine how terrifying it was go back in an hour assuming that you were going to be, like I was like, well, isn't that them calling the cops to see?
Right.
Oh my God.
But we did go back.
And you got it? Mm-hmm.
Well, like having worked
isn't
retail, like
though?
They of course, like you just don't even think about it. Like there's no way you would get caught for that right away unless they checked an ID. You know, they just need to find it and pack it up for
you.
Did
you guys split the computer?
No, that's the thing. It wasn't even for us.
What?
We were doing that for somebody else, and then they were like, as long as you get that, you can like you know you can get whatever else you want. And
but you didn't get the rest of the stuff. You just
I was
got
like,
the computer.
That blew my mind so much. I was terrified. And then, like, we were going to try and get my friend the video camera. We were all sort of like, but I really want to write songs. And she was like, I want to make a movie. So we were convincing ourselves, like, we grew up poor. We're never going to have enough money to do this
right.
stuff. So somebody's telling us that like some guy's rich asshole dad has got so much money, doesn't know what to do with it. So we're feeling very like rebellious teenagery, you know. And then we went to get the video camera for her, and I just saw cameras everywhere, and I was like, I cannot. We are fucked. We're in really big trouble if we get caught. Like, you know,
right?
But then we had like a half an hour left, and we'd bought nothing. We'd done nothing for ourselves. We just gotten this guy that like she was dating a computer, and then we just went to some store, and I got a pair of ankle boots.
Oh my God!
And I didn't like. Yeah, we're just like, and then we're out like, of we it. Can't do this and come out of it with nothing. And she got like a pair of really ugly black pants, and I got these ankle boots. And then we had lunch.
Oh,
wish you would have gotten a snake or something.
So it never. You guys never got caught.
We never got caught. But I spent the next week like assuming the police were gonna arrive.
Right, of course.
Where I taught gymnastics and get me.
Oh my God!
Not get me.
Not get you. Get you.
You did not get caught.
That's a secret, isn't it?
That is. That's a good secret.
It's a really
wow,
good
I'm really
secret.
Impressed.
And I remember I told somebody, and then I was like, it's like, someone told me people do it all the time. And then someone was like, well, that's a felony, though. Like, when you steal above a certain amount. And I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
I wasn't really raised very well, as you know, because I had to live by myself in high school. So I blame everybody but myself.
Wow, I'm super impressed
Fair
by
enough.
That secret. That is intense.
I
and the dad
like,
never
really
found
get
out.
A secret. Part of it was that I thought I might have a tummy ache when I get here. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm a felon. I forgot.
We should always make people tell us two secrets because the second one is really where the good stuff
it's
is.
An introductory secret.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I killed a man. Don't tell, though. Yeah. Totally don't tell.
I think the statute of limitations is up, but I think I killed him. No, I definitely have never killed anybody.
That I know of.
I don't think I have.
I don't think I have. I don't even have a driver's license.
Not intentionally.
No. Not intentionally.
And like you said, that you know of.
Right.
Well, I drove drunk when I was 17, and that was the last time I ever drove drunk, and I don't remember getting home, but I did park perfectly in the neighbor's driveway. So
in the neighbor.
I don't know what happened on that journey, and I hope I didn't.
Didn't you wake up covered in chocolate?
Yeah, and wet.
Were you coming from a slumber party?
This girl's coming from that girl's slumber party.
Yeah.
Of her dreams. Just a little bit of mattress surfing.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a lot of mattress surfing, and then I woke up. No, I
should you get caught?
It was like a Christmas cocktail party.
Right.
Crosstown.
Did people just like throw drinks at you? Like, what was this chocolate
no.
like?
Well, the chocolate, I think I just went to bed. I had a water bed.
I love that you say that to me. Like, of course I have a water bed.
I probably just ate in bed. I probably just shame ate chocolate and like drank milk because I'm a milk creep and like just got it all over me. And waved. I mean, can you mattress surfing a water bed?
I know,
that's
I was
a whole
say,
different thing.
That brings some
what?
Real.
I probably mattress surfed my water bed surfing. While eating chocolate and drinking milk.
Do you put a surfboard on a water bed? Like, is that how you do it?
Nobody
can
like
see
that
I'm surfing.
Standing up paddle stuff that people do here in Hawaii a lot.
Here in Hawaii,
paddle boarding.
A lot of that, just on a mattress.
Which yep. is like everything you can do to not have fun in water, near water,
right?
Paddle boarding.
We just mermaid around in water. That's what we do.
I love mermaiding. You guys, so it has been a lovely evening in Hawaii. Thank you, Adrienne Triscott, for joining us on Hawaiian Nights.
Mm-hmm, my pleasure.
And she's going to be touring London and Australia. Check out her show, Asking for a One Lady Rave About Comedy, starring her pussy and little else.
And
I can't wait.
And the Vow Vow Sisters, too. You should check out.
Yeah, the Vow Vow Sisters are awesome.
Awesome.
Aloha is also a greeting and a goodbye.
Yes,
so
yeah.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen.
Aloha.
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 Aloha.